What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you to a very special episode of the Marketing Secrets Podcast.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. Today was Thanksgiving, and I literally, it's 10:15 night. I just dropped my twin boys off at my brother's house. And what's crazy is when I'm done recording this podcast, I will then email it to my brother. He will edit it and somehow magically get it on iTunes. And then his wife, Rochelle, will then take it and transcribe it and put the transcripts up there for you as well. And she'll post the transcripts on marketingsecrets.com. And they do that every single episode for you guys. And so I'm grateful for them on this amazing Thanksgiving. Yeah, so I thought I would just share that. So you guys know how the process works. People always ask me, how do you podcast? And the answer is, I don't know. I literally get my phone out, I click record, and I start sharing what's on my mind. And so I have something on my mind today. And actually, I have so many things. And part of me wanted to do an episode where I just like wrote down everything I'm thankful for. And I just haven't done that yet because there's a lot of things. And I was going to go over one with you guys. Maybe I'll still do that. I don't know. And I had other things I want to talk about. And but there's one message that just came pretty loud today. And I thought that it would be fun to share with you guys. So, and the reason why it kind of came to my mind was, I was taking my kids back from the hotel. We're in Utah now. My parents live here. And so we had Thanksgiving with my parents. And now we're staying like in a hotel close to the house. And, we had all the kids over in the hotel swimming and having, you know, fun. And I was driving some of my kids to my parents' house, some to my brother's house, just dropping kids off at, you know, cousins' houses everywhere. And, I was driving one of my cousins, and she's a gymnast. She's an amazing gymnast. And it was interesting because she worked out at a gym for most of her whole career. And then she kind of hit a sticking point where she wasn't getting, you know, further than she wanted to get. And she couldn't get past that sticking point. And some of her friends had gone to this other gym, and they had some really good coaching staff there. And so and the coaches there had helped get past these plateaus and really helped. And you know, she went back to her coach and was like, hey, I want to go to this other gym to get, you know, help me get past these plateaus so I can continue to progress. And what's crazy, and this is where the lesson is going to come from for all of you guys, but what's crazy is the coach, instead of being like, yeah, I care about you as an athlete, you should, the coach took that personal and was like, started yelling at her and screaming and like kicked her out, kicked her little sister out, and everyone out of the gym because she wanted to get help from other coaches. It's crazy to me. The good part of the story is she's gone to the gym and all of her numbers and all of her things have gone up because this new coaching staff is able to help her. And it's funny, the other day on Facebook, somebody posted something and they tagged me on it. They were talking about like who your favorite marketer is. And someone said, sorry, Russell, unfortunately, my favorite marketer now is Steven Larson. And they tagged me as if it was like to apologize to me. And I thought it was so funny. And I remember I messaged back to that person. I was like, look, my only goal in this whole game is to get my clients, my students, my people, whatever you want to call them, a result. Like, that's it. And I don't care how you get the result, right? Like, I think there's a lot of times when we get stuck in the ego of ourselves and we're like so worried about like, they must have success through my program or through the way that I do things. It's like, no. If you actually care about your student, if you actually care about their well-being, if you actually like want them to succeed, you're not going to sit back and like, and want them to only like go through your path. And I posted, I was like, that's amazing. Like, I don't care if you get it through me or through Steven. Like, Steven's an amazing human. Like, he's got gifts, he's got talents, he's got abilities that I don't have. And if you can get the result you're looking to through him, like that, like, I'm more pumped than you are. Like, I honestly just want to serve at this point in my life. Like, I don't care. And if someone else can serve better than me to a certain person or certain audience, like, that's amazing. Like, let them please serve. That's why I bring amazing people to Funnel Hacking Live, people that can out-teach me in certain topics, because if I just want people to get the result. That's all that matters to me, right? And I think that's how good coaches should be. I remember growing up, I had a really, really, really good high school coach named Steve Bodrin, and I'm super grateful to this day for him for a couple of reasons. One, he was an amazing coach. But number two, he never cared if I went and got coaching from other places. Like during the off season, I did freestyle at a freestyle club and I had coaches there. And then I did Greco at places. I went to other high schools, I went to other places. And he was always okay because he wasn't tied into his ego of, I must be Russell's coach. I must be the only person that distills knowledge into his head. He was like, no, Russell wants to be the best. And so I'm going to allow him to be the best. And he allowed me to go out there and be coached by tons of other people. And for that, if nothing else, outside the fact he was an amazing coach as well, but his willingness to do that is rare. Like, there's so, we have so much ego tied into this thing of, it's got to be us. It's got to be us. And I just wanted to share that because I see that happening a lot in the coaching world, right? We're all coaching people in different aspects of their life. We're helping with health or weight loss or fitness or finances or whatever it is you do, right? All those different products or services. But sometimes we get too caught up in that piece of it that you want to be the one that's distilling all information and knowledge to your person. And I think that's a tragedy because none of us are amazing at everything, right? It's interesting. We had Bart Miller, who's a close friend, and he's a guy who makes me look good at all of our events. He gets me all dressed, and I pay a bunch of money to take me shopping to look, you know, not in my t-shirt and jeans like I would show at my events. And Bart has got a successful e-commerce business as well. He's in my inner circle. He pays me to be in my inner circle and stuff like that. And he asked me, he's like, hey, I'm thinking about getting some help with the e-commerce side of my business. What do you think I should do? And I was like, oh, if I was going to hire Ezra Firestone. And he was like, really? I'm like, oh, totally. He's like, well, okay. So we call, and then he's like, well, can you introduce me to Ezra? I'm like, heck yeah, man, Ezra's the man. So I introduced him to Ezra. I was like, Ezra, Bart, Ezra, you guys should work together. I want 10% of everything you make in the future. Just kidding. Go do your thing. Have some fun. Everyone get, you know, everyone blow up their businesses. And so they went off on that thing. And Bart told me later, he said that Ezra was so confused. Like, I don't know why Russell told you to sign up for my coaching. Like, you're his student. And, you know, why would he recommend me and stuff like that? And it's like, cause for me, I don't care. I don't care how people get results. Like, I just want people to get results. I've had people close to me inside of my business who were like, you know, because if you look at the Two Comma Club X coaching program, I brought in a lot of coaches this year. I brought in Julie Stoyan. I brought in Alex Scharf and Steven Larson, like all these amazing coaches, John Parks, James Frill, like people who are legitimately amazing what they do. And it's funny because a lot of people have come to the program and they've gone through it. And I know a lot of people have signed up for Alex Sharfman's high-end coaching after my program, right? After they've gone through a lot of our stuff and they've gone through Alex's stuff. They introduce him through my program and then they buy stuff later. And I have people who are like, you know, Alex is just taking people from your program and signing up. And, blah, blah, and they're all like freaking out. And I stop them. I'm like, look. I don't care how they get the result. I just want them to get the result. If they get that through us, that is a huge honor, and I'm grateful, and I'm glad that we could be a little piece of their journey. But like, if Alex can serve them at this level of their business or this piece of the business different than I can, like why not? Like, I don't have one coach. I have tons of coaches, right? It's funny because I've heard people who I've gone coaching with before tell other people that like Russell Brunson learned everything that he learned from me, and I smile because I learn a lot from them, and I'm grateful for them, and I don't usually say stuff, but I'm like, man, I have tons of coaches. And it's like every coach has got something they're amazing at, right? Like, I have some gifts and abilities. There's things I can do inside of a business that are really, really good. And I think, you know, and I'm proud of what I can do. And it's a piece that I'm really, really good at. But there's other pieces of the business that I'm not good at. And I don't want to be good at. And I don't even want to, like, people ask me those questions. I'm like, you should hire someone who focuses on that. They're like, but I pay you to coach me. I'm like, you pay me to coach you on this piece that I'm the man at, but someone else is the man at that piece. Or someone else is the woman at that piece. And you should find the right people to coach you, mentor you along the way. Anyway, the reason why I went on this whole rant is because I just want to share with you guys is don't think that your client is your client, right? That's the biggest problem we have, and then we get in this scarcity mindset, like, oh, it's my person, and like, if they read anybody else's books or listen to anything else, they're gonna leave me. It's like, no, like, if they leave you, that's okay. Like, your job is not to like protect them. Your job is to give them your piece, the thing that you're good at, and give them that piece, right? And so people come to me and I give them a piece that I'm really good at, and I plug that thing in, and I keep trying to like develop my piece and get better at it and share more of it, and I want to keep developing myself as a human. But I am not offended when somebody goes and gets coaching from somebody else. In fact, I'm grateful for it because I know that piece is going to get them closer and closer to their end result. So when you stop thinking of your customer as your customer and realize that this is a human who's in the market that I'm in, and they're trying to get a result, and I feel like my thing is the best, and I'm going to serve them the highest level I can. But sometimes serving them the highest level possible is to allow them to get coaching from different people at the same time, right? I look at my amazing cousin, or I guess she's my niece. I look at her, she's an amazing gymnast. If that coach would have been like, yeah, like, you should get some help from that coach and this coach. And like, instead of like destroying this relationship with her and with her family, instead it could have been this amazing thing where he opens up the doors and say, well, I know this person, like, here's my Rolodex, like, here's other people you could bring into your world that could help you in this piece and this piece and this piece, and they could all grow together. And then guess what's fascinating? This is the coolest thing. That original coach, the coach that opened up the doors and allowed her to go other places, would have been the one that got all the credit. Okay? That's what's interesting to me. I look at a lot of people I've helped in business, and they go off to other coaches and get other pieces in other places, but and I'm so grateful for this. Most of the time they come back and they give me credit, right? Like, Russell helped me to grow my business. It's like, Russell gave me this piece, but I got this piece from this coach and this piece from this coach. But because I was the one who helped them and served them selflessly and allowed them to go and learn from the people, for whatever reason, the credit still comes back to you. So it's crazy because, like, that coach, my niece's coach, wants the significance, right? So because he's trying to hold this in and keep the significance. And because of that, he lost his significance. Whereas, like, when you open it up and you allow, and you just try to serve people at your best and don't be offended if they come or if they go and just do your thing, that's when you get the significance you're actually seeking for. It's been funny. Dave Woodward and I have had this conversation 4 or 5 times in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks. It's kind of crazy, actually. But about this fascination of, like, these people I know who at one time in their life were very significant, right? They had the significance from what they do. And then as time has gone by, they become less relevant and they lost their significance. And so they try and they fight and they cling trying to get significance. And they do it in this way where they feel like they're going to feel more significant because of this and like all these things they're trying to do. And the reality is the more they do it, the more it distances themselves from people and the more they lose their significance. And look at me, there was a time in my career where I was very significance driven as well. And I was like seeking after and trying to get the recognition. I want to be on stage. I want people cheering my name and all this kind of stuff. And I was fighting for it tooth and nail. And it was hard to get. And I got some of it, which is why I kept, you know, that you get that and that fuel that drives you on for a while. But I remember a couple years into this business, I got over it. I was like, that's not as cool as I thought it was going to be, right? And so I was like, you know, I'm not going to worry about significance anymore. And I remember it was like a mental shift for me. I was like, I'm going to start thinking about me and start thinking about my customer, right? And for me, that was like when I started really transitioning from like, how do I serve Russell's ego to how do I serve my customer? And it was this weird shift. And I stopped seeking for significance, right? And I started seeking as a servant. How can I serve? How can I impact? How can I contribute to other people? And that's where my shift became. And then the most fascinating thing happened. When I made that shift mentally, I get more significance now than I can handle. Like, today was Thanksgiving. I probably conservatively would say between email, text, Voxer, Instagram, Facebook, those are the platforms I see directly on my phone. Between those channels, I say conservatively today, there's well over 100 and something people thanking me for what I do. So many, I can't even respond. I feel guilty. I can't even respond back to all of them. I would have missed my whole family on Thanksgiving. And then like I open Facebook and like I can't open Facebook. I've seen like 10 people talking about ClickFunnels, about what we're doing and like just these things. Like I can, and I go to events and I get asked to be these huge events now. Like all this craziness that I'm not seeking for, but it comes to me now. Like when I stopped seeking significance, I got more significance than I could even handle. Like so much like I just want to hide sometimes and I don't even know how to get rid of it because it's just like it keeps coming, but I can't stop serving because I get addicted to that. And I just want to tell these people who are seeking after significance that when you stop seeking significance and you start serving, you'll get more significance than you ever dream of. And it doesn't seem right. It seems backwards. It doesn't make any logical sense, but it's happened for me. And the people in my herd, in my tribe, in my influence I'm able to communicate with who listen to that and they believe it and they shift, they find the same thing. And it's fascinating. Okay. Most entrepreneurs, and so if you're in the spot, don't feel bad. Most of us get in this business because we want significance, right? We got a chip on our shoulder. Somebody said something bad about us. Someone didn't believe in us. You know, we were the dumb kid in school. Like there was all these reasons. And so we get in this business because we got a chip on our shoulder and we want significance. And then we start fighting for it. And initially it's okay. It's what gives us that initial drive and motivation that we need to get off our butts and like change something, right? But the problem is that some people get the hit of significance and they keep going after like a drug and they go for the next hit, the next hit, the next hit. And it's I don't know, it's weird. But you can't, like, it's hard to get that direction. You get little hits of it, but it goes away, hit and it goes away, hit and it goes away. It's almost like it's fake. It's like a hollow significance. I don't know. But when you make that shift to service, contribution, the significance will come more than you can ever handle. It's almost like it's tough now sometimes. I love it. I'm not gonna lie. It feels amazing. but it's just, it's interesting. So for you, if you're listening to this, looking at the spectrum, like, are you seeking significance? If so, don't feel bad. It's okay. It's how all of us got here. But the fastest way to get that significance is not actually seeking after it. It's not by positioning and posturing yourself. It's not by all those things. It's by finding your people and serving them. And sometimes serving them means letting them go. Sometimes it means helping them find other coaches. Sometimes it means being okay if, you know, somebody else helps them with something. You know, like what is best for the person you're serving? That's to be the thought in your head constantly. What is the best for this person I'm trying to serve? What is the best for them? Not what's the best for you. What's the best for them? Okay? And if you think about that, it'll change everything. So anyway, I hope that helps. Anyway, I'm back to the hotel. I'm now going to finish this podcast. When I finish it, I'm going to say the title. And I'll end it, and I'll email it to my brother. And in like a week or two, it'll be live on iTunes. And I said his beautiful wife will transcribe it, and she'll post it on Marketing Secrets, the podcast, or the blog, MarketingSecrets.com. And that's kind of this whole podcasting thing works. So it's a lot of fun. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving, no matter where you're at around the world. And just remember that shifting from significance to contribution will change your life, and it'll change the lives of the people you have the opportunity to serve. So, all right, with that said, appreciate you all. I'm getting messages from my wife and my brother and my sister asking where I'm at, so I better go in and see what's up. We'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free Behind the Scenes Reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.